This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. June 23rd is International Public Services Day. It is a day set aside to remind people and their representatives about the importance of public services to a caring, civilized society. On the eve of the 2012 Day for Public Services, I spoke to Peter Waldorf about a number of issues related to public services and public employees. Mr. Waldorf is the General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI is the global union federation which represents public service unions around the world. I started our conversation by asking his opinion of the current drive by governments to increase retirement ages for their employees and other workers while there are high rates of youth unemployment.
I think it's a very serious situation because you can say if you go something like 20, 30 years back where you also have a high increase in the level of unemployment for young people. At that time, many governments took steps in a direction to create a more, you can say, active labor market policy that would allow young people to get access into the labor market. In some countries, you would introduce you would lower the retirement age, and through that, you would create space for young people. But right now, it's the opposite situation. Now you're asking the elder people to stay longer on the labor market until they reach retirement age. And that, of course, creates a situation that makes it even more difficult for young people to get into the labor market. In my speech at the International Labor Conference here in Geneva, I said that governments need to take this serious, and we need to find a way out of this together. And what I mean is that we need to see measures that would allow people who have been on the labor market maybe for 10, 15 years to have better access to go on further training, on leave from the job. And by that, you can say you would create space for young people. I think that's very important.
The PSI has been working on the issue of a social protection floor. What is a social protection floor and what is the PSI's policy on it?
The social protection floor has been launched by a number of UN agencies, and the International Labour Organization, the ILO, is on the forefront of this creation. You can say in many countries, this has been seen also as a tool to bring people out of poverty, to bring people from the informal sector into the formal sector. And enabled to do that, governments need to invest in quality public services. They need to invest in people's access to things like water and sanitation, energy, like healthcare, like education. And that's our vision, you know, to see how can you create a positive spiral where people are moved through education, through better healthcare provisions, into a life where they also end up having a job in the formal economy, and then they can start paying taxes, and the government will then also generate, you can say, the revenue that they can invest further in improving healthcare standards and education standards. So that's one thing. The other thing is, of course, that it's also about creating some more decent lives for people in general, so that people also will have a compensation when they are sick and getting unemployed or when they go on retirement.
The Quality Public Services Act Now campaign is a worldwide effort to protect and improve public services. It has been operating, as you know, since June 2011. What are some of its achievements?
This campaign was launched as an initiative taken by what we call the Council of Global Unions. So this is covering both the global unions in the private and the public sector. And so far, we have had primarily the transport workers in ITF, the building and wood workers, so the construction workers, PSI and Education International covering the teachers. We have been, you can say, leading the work on behalf of all the global union federations. Just to give you an example of what we have done in PSI, we have defined Durban in South Africa as our pilot city. So there we are working together with four local unions in the public sector and four civil society groups, one of them, just to give an example again, covering the young unemployed people. Then the third part is the city council with the city manager and the mayor in the lead. And here we have concretely built an alliance, you can say, where the city work together with the unions and with the civil society organizations in creating a new community center in a very poor area in Durban. And we have been very encouraged by the way it has been possible to work together, but also the fact that we in fact also work on a concrete project that will, as far as I know, will open here over the next couple of months.
How long will the Quality Public Services Act Now campaign be conducted?
We will definitely run it for the next years, we hope. We still have a lot of work to do. You can say we have decided we want to focus on the development in the cities, and we know that later here this year that the UN agency called UN Habitat, they will have a big conference in Italy, where we hope that we can also put our campaign on their agenda.
Overall, are public services and public employee unions better off in 2012 than they were in 2011?
I think the general situation for many public employees has definitely not become better since 2011. I think what we have been seeing in many parts of the world is that the public services are under pressure. That comes from the austerity measures that has been taken in Europe. But it's also, you can say, what we can see in other parts of the world, that we do not see necessarily the level of investment into quality public services that we would like to see. But particularly in Europe, I will say that it's a very, very difficult time now. And the public sector unions really are working hard to continue to improve the work that they're doing in the interest of their members. And of course, also to say, okay, we are in crisis time. It might be that there will be jobs that are lost. It might be that our members are experiencing that the salaries are cut or pension rights are cut. But we still have to position ourselves as a strong trade union movement who can, in fact, also take care of the interest of our members, both in the short term and in the long term.